As the concrete pores fill up, any contaminants trapped inside the pores will tend to float to the surface. So, the concrete needs to be sanded and vacuumed 24 hours after the suppressant is applied to remove the residual chemicals and substances. As with moisture barriers, you must carry expansion joints through to the finished floor height. These are typically filled with a jointing system made from polyurethane, silicon, or epoxy resin.